SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4/8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are scrambling. It's supposed to be great mate debate, but things are falling apart. But we're going to try it anyway. Sort of.
We'll get inside and outside. We'll get on straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
I mean, I was going to try to change the lyrics there even because it's great mate debate. People come on with some sort of dilemma that they're in, and what's happening?
We're supposed to have a lovely couple, Brian and Tina. Everyone was good to go. Brian, he's not answering his phone, though, so I don't know if...
So then Tina wins, and it's over.
Nah, it's okay.
So,
I can be a Brian.
So
you are so not a Brian.
You you have spoken to each of them.
Yes.
You screen these people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what his arguments are?
I think so. Yeah,
maybe. Are they something you think you can defend?
yeah, like, I can do it. Okay. Yeah, for sure. I'll try.
Okay, well, we'll let Tina go for what is it about?
It is about their daughter and her potential upcoming engagement.
Okay. Oh.
Well, Brian, if you will just sit there, T-Hack. Tina, sorry your husband wouldn't come on the phone, but you get to go first. And now Tina's not there. Tina?
Yai.
Okay, there you are. What is your side of this whole thing?
So my side is that our daughter is really excited to marry this guy, but I am not behind this at all. I just think he is too fake. He's like a complete yes man. And, you know, those people that just are so polite that you're just like, what is your deal really, though? You know?
You don't. It's okay. Just,
so you don't, like, trust his intentions.
I don't trust him. I just feel like he's hiding something.
Okay. Well, honey.
Don't call her honey. You're Jesus.
Okay.
You're.
I think, so, Brian and Tina have a daughter, right, Ashley? That's right?
Yes.
Okay, and
you
then.
You don't know your own daughter's name.
Okay. They're coming to visit, and Brian has been approached by this guy and basically like, hey, while I'm visiting, I want to take you out to lunch. And they think he's gonna ask for kind of the
blessing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
And so I think Brian was saying he seems like a great guy. He's like, yes, sir, no, sir. He's already asked ahead of time. Like, clearly he's doing all the steps that you would want in a future son-in-law.
doing all the steps, meaning asking for your hand. That's what
I think. He's polite and courteous, and then also he's like planning ahead and being courteous to ask. Yeah, to ask for the hand.
Okay, Tina. Since your husband has ghosted us, does that sound like his argument? Is he just sort of? Is he planning on saying yes to this dude?
As far as I know, he is fully 100% behind this, and he, you know, he thinks like it's his baby girl, and if she's happy, he's happy. But okay. there are certain things that he is not taking into consideration, and you know, I've been there before. This is not my first rodeo.
She has been with other men, or you like what? Explain what you mean by that.
Well, this is my second marriage.
Okay.
And years ago, I, you know, fell for a guy who I thought just hung the moon. And, you know, he was so sweet. He was all the good things, polite, great, you know, yes sir, no sir, ma'am to my family, all of that stuff. And my marriage, it turned out to be a complete disaster. And then I found out years later that my mom was like, you know, I kind of always knew something was off about him, but I didn't want to tell you. I didn't want to ruin your fantasy, your like perfect ideal of like who this guy was. And it seemed like you were so happy. I didn't have the heart to tell you that. I just thought that something was off.
So your mom didn't have like a clear thing. It wasn't like, oh, I could tell he was cheating on you, or I could tell he was.
It was just a gut.
Yeah. It was just like a feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, just like when you're outside, when you have the outside perspective, like when you're in it, you don't know. And also, like, I was really young, and of course, my daughter's still, you know, she's still young, and you don't always see the full picture when you're inside of the relationship.
Do you trust your daughter?
I'm sorry?
Do you trust your daughter?
Oof.
I do. I absolutely do, of course. But there's
how can you say, oh, I just have a bad feeling
because
he's too nice?
Yeah. And also, I think as Brian, is it kind of just a formality that he's going to talk to us about it? Like, aren't they?
Does anybody really say no? Has that ever happened in the history of mankind?
No, I don't know.
Sir, I have your daughter's hand in marriage, and they go, nah.
And also, what are you going to do about that?
Aren't they still going to get married if that's what they want to do?
I don't know.
And it would just make the ceremony kind of awkward if we've come down against this guy and they're going to go through with it anyways.
Let me just jump in with the phone number, 303-222-5423. Even in the absence of Brian, should he be taking Tina's advice on when the guy asks? Is it still just asking the guy? Like, I know you're kind of rolling your eyes. Like,
I absolutely feel that Tina should have been invited to this lunch. Were you, Tina? Invited to the lunch with your daughter's boyfriend?
Now we've lost everyone on Great Mate Debate. Are you there?
Tina.
Okay. We'll just put her on hold.
Well, okay.
She's back.
So I don't know. It sounds like Tina wasn't invited, and I don't know if there's some like bitterness over that. I personally believe both parents should be aware that a proposal is coming.
I mean, they are. She knows he's going to the lunch,
but isn't
and she's
it so much more respectful from.
I know,
because
it's so.
Archaic.
When we're making a land deal, where it's like, I'll give you four donkeys and this parcel of land for your daughter.
Right.
It's that, and that's gross, and that's not what it is anymore.
Right.
But if you're traditional, you do just ask dad.
Is there an argument,
daughter.
Though, that you're talking to a husband about becoming a husband? And so it's like,
you're not asking for advice. Are you?
Well, I think you're saying, like, I'm ready to take this next step with your daughter to
then
be a husband.
Then why wouldn't you ask the mom who because knows what a great husband is or isn't?
Wait. Are, like, in a wedding, who walks you down the aisle? The same guy he asked.
Honestly, I've really struggled with that.
But it's one of those, you
it's
know
not,
what I'm saying?
And also, if like, it's these still, days, it's actually not only the dad.
But more often than not, it is.
I don't know if that's true.
The next and time
also,
I get married.
Who cares? Walk down the aisle or whatever. What are we doing?
But I mean, are we really going to say no based on a mom's intuitional hunch?
Well, I think the bigger issue is that the mom's not talking to her daughter.
Yeah. If she's seeing similarities of stuff that she's been through, speak up.
Or is she projecting?
Yeah.
Sorry, Tina.
I mean, okay. So this is the weirdest Great Mate Debate because now we've lost
Tina's
both
literally
parties.
Gone.
Yeah.
She's gone.
Yeah.
He never came on, but we're still going to tackle this anyway.
Okay.
the tradition of asking is stupid, but it's still happening. Should she have been invited?
I think it's polite. I don't think it's stupid. I think it's polite.
I don't think it's stupid either.
But I mean, if they say no, then what?
I would have rethought. I would have, because I wanted to be, like, I'm joining their family. So I wanted
you're right.
I wanted it to go well. If they're like, no, then I got to make some changes.
But you would have went to AHAC and went, hey, man, your parents said no.
Yeah. And then we would have figured out why, I guess, and then probably addressed whatever needed to change, if it's even possible.
Wow.
All right. Well, she wants to say no. The dad is like, she's our daughter and we want to make her happy. This guy makes her happy. So I want to say yes.
Right.
What do they do when this dude comes to town and wants the daughter's hand in marriage? 303-222-5423.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate, and I would love to tell you the names of the people who are involved, but I stopped caring. It was Brian who could not get on the phone. He would refuse to answer the call. Mm-hmm. And then his wife,
Tina,
basically their daughter's coming to visit and the daughter's boyfriend has like sent Brian like a heads up on the side. Hey, man, I'd like to take you out to lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a telltale sign.
Is there anything else it could possibly be? Like when Dane did that, did he like tell your dad, hey, man, know what's coming?
They were just going golfing, just naturally, that was already happening.
Oh.
So on the car ride home, he
asked him.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Brian's like, great, he's going to ask. He makes our daughter happy. He says, yes, sir. No, sir.
Mm-hmm.
He's polite. I'm saying yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina's like, no, I got a feeling about this one.
Yeah, she's got a feeling that something's off. That's all she could really explain. It's like, I feel like he's too polite. Something's not quite right.
And she's projecting because her first marriage, her mom had the same gut feeling and it didn't work out.
And I struggle with this one because I feel like if you think the person you love so much is with the wrong person, do you owe it to them to tell them? Like, should she step in here? Because I was dating a guy who was very much the wrong person for me and no one told me until after we broke up. And then it was, oh, thank God. Oh, thank God.
Because it's so Romeo and Juliet. If the more we all tell you, Erica, Dane's wrong for you,
okay,
you're
going to
be
true.
Like, no, but like if we did, you're going to be like, they don't understand our love.
Absolutely.
Like it's just what people do. It's
unless
never work.
They have the gut feeling themselves, but it doesn't sound like the daughter does.
So the crux of it is this, and there's this other argument that I'd like to, we'll maybe put up a poll. Should the mom have been invited to this lunch? Is that the new thing? Do you ask both parents, or is it still just?
I think you should.
The dowry dad.
I think both parents should be.
But in the end, if he says he wants to say yes, and his wife is like, "You should say no," what is he supposed to say when this dude asks? Go with his gut, or go with his wife's gut?
I don't know.
Or just say yes to keep the peace, Dave.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side.
Why?
Well, it sounds like, and in case you don't recognize the voice, this is Dr. Phil.
Oh, Dr. Phil, it's so good to have you.
I really feel like she's projecting on whatever mistakes were made from her first marriage, and her mom jumps on the bandwagon. It's easy to say after the fact, yeah, I thought something was off, blah, blah, blah. And just going to lunch with the dad is traditional. But I still think the mom and the dad should have the conversation and come to a general consensus of whether it's a yes or a no. But him just taking the dad for lunch, there's nothing wrong with that at all.
It's a bit disrespectful to the mom. It's going, you have no say here. It's going, here's a cow for your daughter, sir.
I think you're talking to another husband. Right. I think you're talking to a guy who's been through it. You're talking to a guy who is a husband and you're saying, I'm going to become a husband.
But you're not.
What do you think?
For advice.
I know you're
not. You are looking at me of like, there's just a different role that a husband has as like generally like bump in the night. Who's going?
Yeah.
Husband. And I got to look at you and go, you're not going to go
for your daughter anymore. I'm going to.
What do you
think? It's my turn to chase the monsters away.
But you could still ask the mom.
You could. It's...
I'm not against asking the mom, but I just don't know that it's... what did you say? It's disrespectful. I don't know that it's disrespectful. I think it's just like... Maybe
this
he's
dude
going
is
to,
like
or...
doing a tradition that's going... perhaps outdated.
Sure.
Is in probably perhaps shouldn't be in the word or in the sentence. It's like it is outdated.
It is outdated.
It's 100% outdated.
Because there is no cow. I'm serious.
I know. I get it. The whole... Everything about a wedding is stupid now if you put it through the lens of there was a dowry. It was like, why does dad? It's like, and it's like, who gives this woman away? Nobody. She's her own damn woman. Like, no one.
A lot of people don't ask that anymore.
They don't?
Correct.
I mean, it's just, but like, when I think about a wedding, there's so many archaic, you're in white because you're pure.
You're in white because it makes you stand out.
Right. But like, you know, the reason was
I know.
Were pure. Are you?
Yeah.
Sorry, that guy just had to hear that whole rant. And
oh
he's
my
like,
God,
are you guys
going
to
take
about...
this into my own
All right,
hands?
Stan, we're almost out of time. Like, whose side are you on?
I think that the father is correct because I if a person's going to end up making a decision that life changing, I think it should be left to their daughter, and she should just stay out of it.
So this whole thing is just a formality, and screw it. Like you, they ask the dad, or they ask the dad and the mom, and you're just supposed to go, "Thank you for asking. Yes, of course."
Yeah,
kind of.
Because like 2 years from then, like no one's gonna remember that. He's either gonna be a great guy, or he's gonna be like.
It is.
So it like literally doesn't matter if
she's
asked
made
or
her
not.
Decision. This is a formality.
Yeah. But he's just being kind. So just take it as what it is. Like take it for face value and just move on.
Yeah, kids don't really care what their parents say about
so
their
this
love
whole
life
thing
anymore.
Needs to go away unless there's a cow.
Unless there's a cow.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
If you feel like you're behind on the news of the day, this will not help.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Just show note real quick. I just tried something and it was kind of cool. You do the news, right? So news. And on that first no, say an before. So it's like news. And you go, a no. Yeah. It has like a vibe. You know what I'm saying?
A no.
Yeah. Like that. Okay. So tomorrow we try that.
A no.
Okay. Good evening.
Good. Whoa. Out of the gate. You have some enthusiasm. What's happening?
I sure do. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
We've got to talk about the astronauts who went out into space yesterday. We actually sat here and watched the, well,
you
Aaron
guys
and I.
Did.
Yeah. And our big boss, Micah, was sitting behind us. We watched the liftoff.
This is all fake, by the way, but keep going.
Dude, do not do that with me.
I just watched Fly Me to the Moon.
You watched it last night?
I did. Did you know that the fake moon landing program, do you know what it was called?
No.
It was the Apollo missions. What did they call the fake moon landing program?
I don't even know what
the Apollo missions.
No, I mean, yes.
I'm so confused.
But they had this separate program for the fake moon landing mission, and it was named after Apollo's twin. What was Apollo's twin?
Artemis.
Correct. What's the name of the current moon mission?
Artemis 2.
That's all fake.
I'm so unconcerned with your weird conspiracy theory. But the Artemis 2 mission is a really big deal because they are not only going to the moon, they're actually going to go around the moon. So they're going to go all the way to the backside of the moon and then come back.
Can I just say this?
I thought
all of our things did that. They all did that.
I don't think
like Apollo 13 went around the backside and came back. Like they had to slingshot around the moon to come back. When everything didn't work, I think nobody just went up to the moon and parked.
this is...
I thought they all went around the moon. This is crazy.
Yeah, no, you're right. Apollo 13 went around the moon.
You guys were talking about that yesterday, and I'm like, what?
The first venture beyond low Earth orbit. So it's just because it's been 50 years, so they're going around. The crew includes the first woman, Christina Cook, who is the first person or first woman to go to the moon, and the first person of color, Victor Glover, going to the moon. So that's
awesome.
Really cool.
Really the first people ever going to the moon, because the last time was famous.
Dude, I cannot with you. You're going to like this. You're going to like this. They had a bit of trouble their first few hours into space.
Okay.
The toilet broke. And my friends and I, before this happened, we were talking about how often, as you're sitting there, you're strapped in. You've got like an hour to lift off. What if you have to pee?
You don't. You would pee in your suit.
That's what I think. You pee in your suit. And there was something that said one of the guys had to do the suit drying.
Oh.
Drying of what?
No, maybe he got sweaty and nervous.
No, all of them. He dried all their suits. I don't know. But they did get the toilet working again. They had to, you know, go in and do some work. It's crazy. They are not just astronauts. They have to be like engineers. They have to be handymen. They have to be chefs. They have to sleep.
I don't think there's not like an open flame up there.
Okay.
What are you cooking tonight, chef?
I heard they have brisket up there.
Well, it's probably pre-prepared brisket. There's not.
Well, you gotta know how to do everything. Or I don't know if it's freeze dried, but like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So that's cool. They are due back 10 days after launch. So hope all continues to go well.
So it's like 5 days up, 5 days back?
Something like that.
That's like that. I don't know any math. That doesn't seem right.
Well, you got to account for time to go around the moon. I think they orbit a little bit.
Is it the moon
and then
further
they,
than that?
No, it's not that.
No.
And they're hauling, dude. They're moving.
Okay.
So.
But they're in space, you guys. How is this not the craziest thing ever?
It is the craziest thing. And I'm so excited we're finally going to the moon.
I want to fight you.
Yeah, fight me then.
Good evening.
Good evening.
While the astronauts are in space, you can take yourself to 88 Drive-In Theater. It's reopening this Friday with a double feature of the Super Mario Galaxy movie and Reminders of Him on Friday, Saturday,
What's
Sunday.
Reminders of Him?
It's a Colleen Hoover book turned into a movie.
Really?
I believe.
So is that the...
That's the drive-in movie theater. I think this is the 50th year.
Is that up in my hood? That's like Commerce City-ish?
What's
maybe?
It called?
88.
88 Drive-In Theater.
I think because it's off 88th somewhere.
Adams County.
Yeah, that's Adams County's me.
Okay, then it's probably that one.
Because there was also
theater
one.
In Commerce City.
Cool. It is? Huh.
Allegedly.
It's like in a field somewhere. Like there was one at
It looks
Santa
like an
Fair.
Old baseball field, kind of.
Yeah.
How it's like the shape.
And has it changed now to the radio? Because it used to be, you know, you used to hang a thing on your window.
The last time I went to a drive-in movie, it was the radio.
It was the radio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yeah. They changed that.
I've never been to one.
You really haven't? Mm-mm. We should go. Not to this one. I don't want to see that.
I mean, Red Those Rocks ones. Have done like drive-in. They've done like a drive-in parking lot theater.
Oh, they have?
They do Film on the Rocks. Yeah.
Well, Film on the Rocks is different.
I
and
know,
that's just
but
the sound comes out of
I'm
this.
Just making sure that it's it. They've done both.
Okay. This was great.
Good evening.
Good evening.
They're faking the moon mission.
Thank you.
Guys, why would... Why?
No, it's just... Watch Fly Me to the Moon.
I did. I was the one who told you to watch it.
I thought our big boss watched it.
We had a whole conversation.
I know, but I didn't think you knew.
She was participating in the conversation.
I was telling you to watch
it. Yeah, I know, but the men
it.
Were talking.
Dude.
Some days,
you are supposed to be down
it's
a
so
member.
Easy. It is so easy. All right, sorry. Go ahead, Hack.
My actual story is out of Minnesota.
We don't do that whole where it's out of thing here.
There is a woman who spoke to the Minnesota House of Representatives, and she argued, I want to know if this is a case in Colorado, because I genuinely don't know. But apparently at like assisted living facilities, it's legal if a guest brings alcohol in, but like the assisted living facility isn't that you can't serve alcohol.
They can't?
I heard about that.
Apparently
this.
In Minnesota. So she spoke to them and there's a new bill called.
They don't do like margarita hour at like 2 because like dinner's at 4.
Right. No, right. They don't. This bill is called the Grandparents Happy Hour Bill. She says we shouldn't have less freedoms just because we're in an assisted living. We're all of age. We should be able to serve it without needing a specific liquor license. Like, because
they're all super horny and they're all, dude.
The liquor license is the problem.
But everyone in there is old.
Well, it's technically a residence.
Exactly. I know. So like, so do we know? Is this how it is in Colorado too? If anyone knows, text in 303-222-5423. I always thought it was like a big party or just.
So did I. Yeah, like, but, bingo is no, like. When
I think about it, my grandmother was in an assisted living in California, and I don't think they were giving her her favorite drink, Cosmos.
Ever?
I don't think so, but my dad would go and pick her up and they'd like go out and stuff, and then she would have
they
drinks.
Should be able to have it in like before shuffleboard, like yeah. Let them have whatever they
be able
want.
To have a happy hour there.
Yes.
And host it and have it. Yeah, so
that's, if it's not legal here, we are gonna make it legal. The Slacker Show will devote ourselves, because I'm like a year, maybe two, outside of moving into one of those places,
and then we're gonna have to go pick them up every day.
Springfest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with Stay-Green Premium 2-cubic-foot mulch, 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059. I'm going to ask everyone in the room, what's your number?
720.
I'm going to have to count.
No. Oh, God, I love that. There's two different answers already. Aaron's not willing to give the 720. My God, you filthy.
No, not for that.
She started giving her phone number.
I know, but it's so funny.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's the other one.
Oh, my God. What's your number? Here's what it is. It's your towel number. They're saying your towel number is the number of times you use your towel before you wash it. And what experts are, these are microbiology researchers. Mm-hmm. What the number they're saying your towel number should be is absurd.
And I'm concerned.
Because your number is close to 720.
Closer than I'd like.
Is it more than 7?
It's probably like
14?
Somewhere between 10 and 14. And I'm not proud.
You don't wash your towel.
I'm not proud. But I'm just like, I literally just put soap all over my body. And now I'm just drying off.
Sister, this rarely happens, but testify. It's like everybody's like,
what?
Like, yeah, I'm on your side.
Oh my God, thank you.
The thing, everybody's like, your towel is filthy. How? How is my towel filthy? I just cleaned.
Right.
It's not like I rubbed the towel on me when I was dirty, then got in the shower. Right. It took clean water off of me. How could that be dirty?
It's much similar to the wash your legs debate, but
or wash your feet. I'm standing in the water.
There's other things that you're doing with the wash and with the towel, though.
What?
You're taking off dead skin cells. The soap and the
The shower did that. The shower took the and the water.
No, you're not using soap. It definitely didn't do
that. I use soap.
Or you're not exfoliating. There's absolutely.
Have you been inside his shower?
He said he doesn't wash his feet or his legs.
First off, I have a tile floor in my shower. So I'm walking around in soapy water and it's going.
True. That's not true.
Yes, it is. It's and like using a loofah on my feet. Huh?
Do you have bristles?
Are you using bristles on your body every shower?
Yeah, I use a loofah. I've got an exfoliate mitt from Go Glow. Phenomenal.
I'm actually worried you might be too exfoliated.
Yes.
No.
Your skin is raw.
Don't back down. They're defensive.
You really do all this?
I have a bunch of soap too.
I put Dove body wash in my hand. Under the pits.
Yeah.
Ta-da.
Shave where I gotta shave. Move on.
No, you gotta do more than that.
Yeah.
What do you mean you gotta do more? This was supposed to be about towels, but now we're like.
Even my soap is in a little bag thing that gives it an extra exfoliating
thing. And you rub that straight on your body? That's gotta be gross.
It's gotta be gross?
Yeah, that bag thing then is just a bacterial.
If our towels are gross, that bag thing is nasty.
That bag thing's gotta have all your dead skin on it. Yes. So you're rubbing your dead skin all
surrounded by soap. And water.
No, it's surrounding soap.
Yeah.
And the lather that comes from the soap.
Don't
also,
back down.
The
He's wet defensive. Towel,
the wet towel is wet. Where does bacteria grow? Damp environments.
Wait, it's not wet. It then gets
when you
hung
dry
up
yourself
and
it hangs and it is damp.
It's damp with clean water, though.
So if
of the gross stuff you didn't actually get off your body.
You did get it off your body.
You didn't.
We can solve this right now. I'll go take a shower. I'll dry off. You take a shower, I'll throw you my towel.
What?
I'll throw it to you.
It's clean.
I don't want to use your towel, but it's clean. I would use Dane's towel in a moment.
Why not mine? It's clean. Slackers, you two are on each other's side. You can just use
a fine, share a towel.
Use
you
want to
go shower
why
not
don't
together?
We just shower together?
No.
Oh, what the heck?
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios.
Don't settle for a checking account that doesn't earn interest. Open a Boost Interest Checking Account at Belco Credit Union. Membership eligibility required.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
We have decided as a group to tank our show. Because here's what this show is. The show is we talk about the things going on in the world and how we see them, blah, blah, blah. And then sometimes we go, hey, have you ever done a thing that's really stupid? And then people all call in. We think everyone has got a story about this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've decided as a group, this is nobody's fault. Normally it's like TX, I want to do mundane celebrity encounters,
I feel
whatever.
Like it's riding on me a little bit.
No, it's everybody. We all looked at each other and said, let's take calls on balloons. For real? If nobody calls, we're off the air. I vow to just play the hold music for
4 minutes.
4 minutes. We're just, it's going to be this.
If you don't
call with a balloon story, and here's what I'm going to do to save our jobs. If you're on a hot air balloon, we'll take that too, because that's a balloon.
Yeah. Okay.
But we just want your balloon stories. I can't even say where it started.
We cannot say where it started, no.
There's a national news story of a person using balloons for their unintended purpose.
Okay.
And we were talking about balloons. It's like, aren't balloons funny?
Yeah.
Does everybody, and then it was like, my daughter, I got a balloon from my buddy Josh. Mm-hmm. And I have really tall ceilings in my house.
Mansion.
In my castle. And I'm like, I just don't want the balloon up there because then it's just going to be up there. It's like helium takes forever. It'll be up there for years.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to shoot it down.
Right. You could.
But it's tied to a basket that he brought. And I'm just like, and she's like, well, I want to get everything out of the basket. And I'm like, okay, well then just clip it to something. It came with a happy birthday clip. Little chip clip. But it's not tied to it. It was just clipped on.
Oh.
So then she's like, well, I'll clip it to the cabinet. And I'm like, great. So she undoes the clip, puts the clip on the cabinet, and I'm watching the balloon go, and I'm like, I told you to just do that.
To be fair, usually when there's like some sort of balloon weight or something, it's at least tied to it.
Yeah, but she could have looked.
She could have.
So now there's a balloon in my house that is just, and now it's kind of, but it's not enough to come. It's just doing that pathetic, like, I'm coming down.
Right. It's like, I'm going to go down a little bit. Yeah. And then I'm going to go back up.
I'm just kind of, right. And it's not low. And I have like extender things. Right. And I'm like, I can't get to it.
the claw hand thing.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Not even, I've been on a ladder with a claw hand. I'm like, come on.
You got to tape the claw hand to a broom handle.
Yes. And right. But then you can't release the claw.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah. Release the claw.
It's just
the claw.
So I just want you, the listener, to know that if you had my exact story, we're fired. Because that's not a good enough balloon story.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
So let the balloon loose in the house.
Probably not enough.
Okay. But I can do that one, but a little better.
Okay.
I'm recently on FaceTime with my two nephews. They are, oh boy, like 3 and 4 and a half.
Okay.
And
can't wait till they're 6, 7.
Can't wait. I think it'll be over by then. And they had gotten a balloon, I think, at a friend's birthday party. And my, I mean, they're constant. Anytime I'm on with my sister, it's Kate. There's someone screaming at all times behind her. And okay. She's like, yes, anyway, let's talk, you know. And suddenly she's like, what is that sound? And the young one, the 3-year-old, is dragging a dining room chair across the house because the balloon has gotten to the ceiling. And so he's on the chair and she's just letting him do it. And then he gets a baseball bat.
There we go. It's like
and
a pinata.
He's starting to swing. And I'm like, Kel,
this ends bad.
He's going to either swing his brother or swing a hole. And they were in a rental
home ceiling
for
fan.
The brief
he's
going to
ruin something.
He's going to. He didn't. She did go get him. And then he cried because she wouldn't let him get his balloon. And she took the baseball bat.
I think it's important to note. We're now 0-for-2 on balloon stories. But we're still committed, right?
A 3-year-old dragging a chair?
I get it.
And
we're going
to
need.
He's tall enough to get to the ceiling?
But I'm saying for the show to continue on, we need the balloon stories with more intrigue, with more.
Maybe.
Life
violence?
And death?
Oh,
yes.
Wow.
Yeah. Something bigger than what you've heard. If you've got a balloon story, please save the Slacker Show. 303-222-5423. I do not often beg, but please, 303-222-5423. Please have some sort of epic balloon story right now. You can even text it and we'll just read it.
Mm-hmm.
I might be the reason that either a Colorado senator or congressperson was not elected.
Because?
Because of balloons. So my mom used to be very involved with whatever it's called.
Politics? Campaigning?
Yeah, campaigning, campaigning.
Yeah, I was like,
not so much
animals. What in God's name? You guys, this is our last show. We've staked everything on balloons. I want you to know that.
Yes. And there was some sort of parade, and so I went with her. And I was trying to tie balloons to his car. They were purple balloons. I want to say it was for Hickenlooper. I don't remember.
Okay.
I just remember them being purple.
Okay.
And every single balloon I tied just kept going up into the air. I'm like 7 by myself. Can't figure out how to tie them.
You were alone.
Yeah. I'm like trying to tie them to the door handle, to the mirror.
But in your brain.
I'm like, this is it.
The lack of balloons. On his car is why
he didn't get attention.
To get re-elected.
People didn't vote for him.
She's got a point.
You're right. But I have a point too. 0-for-3.
Does
we
that
are,
even have a story?
We are, do you have a story? Don't tell it if you have it. Here's what I'm saying.
What?
If you have it,
okay.
We need something in the next break. And if nobody calls, then it's just going to be, it's going to be two things.
That, yeah.
This for 2 minutes and then your story. Okay. Or we're taking calls.
Okay. Bunch of hot air.
Man, this really might be the last show.
If you have a balloon story, It would mean the world to us if you would call.
Yes.
303-222-5423.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423. The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Well,
No, come on. No. I forgot about that.
We were doing balloon stories. Are you kidding me? People have balloon stories?
Of course they do. Oh, but I didn't see how many.
There are a truck ton of balloon stories, and some of you have texted in knowing full well what inspired us
yes,
to talk about balloon stories. Did you want to tell yours real fast or no? Do you want to just get to the phones?
It was just get to the phones.
We were going to be 0-4 with yours.
He's, yeah. I've just been in DJing in clubs where people bring balloons in for a birthday, and then they just start popping them, and people think sound is...
that's dark.
Is gunshots?
Yeah, people hit the floor, because you're just like, you're not expecting
people
it.
People are so stupid. Okay, well, I think we're going to have a show, because people have balloon stories, so let's start with Sherry.
Yay.
Balloons. What do you got?
I lived on a property and we rented to a lot of horses, and an air balloon was having problems and was trying to come down in the pasture next to them.
Oh no.
I wasn't home. My mother was. She's not a small woman. She looked outside and saw the horses trying to crawl out of their pens and had to run out into the field screaming and waving her arms, telling them not to land in our field.
Were the horses going to kill them?
No, the horses were scared. So they're just trying to run.
Oh my gosh.
Go crash in the neighbor's yard.
They don't know what that is. They're like, oh my God, that's like an alien landing. Right, they're like, what?
That makes me sad.
Wow.
And it's the noise.
You had to say nay.
And they were like, I'm
out. Oh my God, dude. I'm not. Okay. Thank you, Sherry. Dude. Cool it. Mary?
Yay.
Balloons.
Okay, so we were at a wedding venue that also had a bar. So there was a wedding going on, and so we crashed the wedding. And as we were leaving, there were balloons up the stairwell by the door. And my sister pulled out some fingernail clippers and was trimming them. And as we were trimming them, we heard the bride yell at us, "Don't, you can't have my balloons. Those are my balloons." She started chasing us. And so we went running out of the bar venue. And we got the balloons for my daughters.
I don't think you should have.
She crashed her wedding and drank her alcohol and then stole her balloons.
The wedding was over. Yeah. They didn't need the balloons.
No, they were probably going to release them when they left.
Maybe.
That's probably what
bad for the environment.
It is, but so is stealing.
Stealing is actually not bad for the...
Go with me.
Steve?
Yay.
Balloons.
Every year for Valentine's Day, I get my wife flowers, chocolates, and a teddy bear. Unfortunately, this year they didn't have a teddy bear, so I went with a balloon. Everything was fine and dandy that night until our Boston Terrier saw it on the kitchen table, decided to hop up on the chairs on the table, grab it, and take off, and knocked everything over, and thought it was the greatest chew toy ever, and killed it.
Oh, and then it scared it.
Spilled the flowers. Chocolates got wet.
Yeah, everything. He ruined everything because of the balloon.
Thing. Swanson did not like my Valentine's balloon because it was also a dachshund.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Thanks for saving the show.
You good, man? What? You're like all weird, dude.
How come you can float? Sarah?
Yay.
Balloons.
So when I was in middle school, every year at church, mind you, we'd have this festival where we'd do a balloon release, mm-hmm. and they had the middle school kids filling the balloons, and we would literally just fill some balloons and then all just take turns sucking helium straight out of the tank.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Out of the tank?
Yeah. You just walk right out.
That feels like you're close to death.
You're definitely getting a little high.
The 80s,
I've never
so
done that.
So I think that wouldn't fly today, but...
Yeah.
We would just really have a.
And your voice gets all.
It's incredible. I want to do it.
Yeah.
I'm bringing balloons.
It freaks me out a bit.
Does it work?
It was like a good time.
Yes.
I've never even seen anyone do
incredible.
It.
Incredible.
What?
Yeah. No, it works.
Are you joking?
Did you have?
You had the worst childhood of any person I've ever known. Everyone I know. Are you joking? No one's ever done the balloon
thing at my birthday party.
No one's ever done the balloon thing in front of you.
No, I don't think so. That I can remember. I would remember, right?
We are leaving.
Done it.
Yeah, we, dude. John.
Yay.
Balloons. Oh, also, thank you for saving the show. What's your balloons story? Wow, sorry.
So I was, my cousin was graduating, and I was on balloon duty to go pick up the balloons. And went to go pick them up, I needed a hand, so I brought my little cousin with me. As I'm loading in everything into the car, went to go hand him the balloons to hold on to before, so I can grab them and put them in. Well, he ended up letting them go.
Yep.
It hit a power line up above and then ended up turning off all power to the Party City and every other shopping.
Because the Mylar balloons like shorted it out?
Gosh.
Yeah, I don't know. It went up, it hit it, we saw a spark, and then the street lights went out. I went in to tell the Party City people and they were like, yeah, our power's out. I apologized and told them it was me, and they just were like, we'll get it fixed, and I left with no balloons.
Aww. You went back in?
Get the balloons.
Gone before it's the
bowl. 100%. One more here. Sarah.
Yay.
Balloons.
Oh, my goodness. So when I was little, my brother had a Garfield Mylar balloon for his birthday. And we lived in a very haunted house by Cheeseman Park.
Okay.
The balloon walked down the steps, the little Bob, and it, like, came facing us on the couch and stopped, turned the, so it was the Garfield facing us.
Yeah. I don't want to speak to you anymore.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
Nine.
All right, we've been in like a weeks long, maybe more,
This is longer than a week, this weird little thing.
Well, how did it start? I can't even. Oh, it started with you guys telling me that people don't want to come to weddings once they've already been married and have kids.
That we just, it becomes more burdensome. It's not that we hate you. It's just,
it's not difficult.
That we don't appreciate that you came to ours or like we went to yours.
Sure.
But back and forth.
I think you were a little harsher the first time.
I was harsher, but I've come down now that you went to the talk. You went to your fourth opinion.
I did go to the talk. And it's interesting though. The talk does, and by the way, we're talking about TikTok. It does have both sides. And I frankly just view one side as incorrect.
Even though our text line 303-222-5423 was more on the other side.
No, I don't know if that's true. I think some of the
what drove you to the talk because you were tired of hearing.
Yeah, I think there are just more hoops to jump through as you get older. And also there's more like you only get so many vacation days. You only get so many and you just have to kind of parse it out a little more than when you're like younger. And
so that was initial argument,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then the
fair,
second
when you're
phase,
younger, you usually make less money and have less vacation days.
And yet you
and
somehow
yet
make
you
it
still
work.
Go to people's
it's true.
Things.
It's
yes.
True. Yeah.
Then the second part was talking about, but if you want to have a village, you have to be a villager, which is you've really got to show up when people are asking you to show up.
Sorry, just real quick. I want to say also when you're younger, though, if you lose your job, I'll get another. Like I have more people that I'm like
your responsibility meter.
So it's like a bigger.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thing,
I guess
like,
I
you know,
never viewed it like that at all. Like I always have been like my job is one, but my people are actually like 0.8. Like they come a little before it. You know?
Really?
Oh my God, yeah. I missed a lot of like, I'll miss something for work if my people need me. You guys know that.
Yeah, no, it's true. We have a calendar of days we expect you to actually work.
Shush.
Because asking you to put the days you're not going to be here is like tough.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, that second part that we were discussing was like, if you want to have people that you're close with, you have to be able to show up for them in the ways that they showed up for you, right? That was pretty simple.
And that was a pretty spirited discussion, but I think we weren't as angry as the first time.
And I don't think we disagreed as much.
We didn't. We were finding some common ground because there is that villager thing where you're like, yeah, it is. I am the guy who's like, you don't have to come, but I'm going to be mad if you don't.
Right.
You know what I mean? And it's like, well, because, but you didn't go to theirs thing, dude.
Right.
How can you be mad that you're like, you're not even following the golden rule in your own life.
Sure.
It's like, be there for me, but like, I'm if I have other things going on, I can't be there for you. Sorry. But I'm kind of a big deal. So,
well, anyway. We got a text. And I don't remember exactly what it said. Hack actually came in and told me to look at the text as it was. What?
It said something about, like, if you want everyone to come to your wedding.
If you
want to
be a villager and you want to keep the village thing going.
Then
I think they referenced the village.
Then have kids, invite kids to the wedding.
Right.
Like, invite the whole village if you want the villagers to come. It was something like that.
No.
Dude,
I bring this up because I just got a TikTok comment that was like, if it's a kid-friendly wedding, I'm happy to come. If it is not, I will decline. And I'm like, but I did not have kids. I did not even have the opportunity. Like, there were no kids for me when I showed up to all your shit. Okay?
Okay, but like, here's the thing. What would make... I don't think your wedding is going to be in any way, shape, or form not kid-friendly. There's not going to be a live relation show on a trapeze over in one corner.
Like, no, of course
and
not.
And some of my fondest memories, both as a child and as an adult, was being or watching children on the dance floor at a wedding.
Yeah.
And when you think of a really big party with a lot of dancing and some inappropriate music, do you want little three-year-olds running around? And I also say this, my siblings' children will be at my wedding. I would love to have them on the dance floor until the nanny comes, who I hired and I'm paying for, and picks them up and puts them to bed.
Okay. So.
And also.
Hey, this is so rough.
Do you know how expensive weddings are these days?
I do.
To include every single one of my friends' kids, I would, one, have to have invited half the amount of people, maybe even more than half. Because
if you add on offspring, then you have to get rid of cousins and like, yep.
And then I'm paying for these little snot-nosed kids' meals, and they're going to have two bites.
Yeah.
I know. And some caterers will take that into account and let it be.
Yeah,
I know.
They do like a separate
sort of a thing.
They do like a kid's
meal. Be kind of interested if.
Oh my God. I should probably put you down for a kid's meal. Kitchen, yeah. You're not going to like the food, man.
There's a thing. I remember this happening because I did this at my big wedding.
Okay.
The first one. Where I was like, I want some of like my brothers or whatever. They had little kids. It's like, yeah. I want them to be able to come. And then this cousin is like, well, can I bring my kids? And it's like, no, no kids at the wedding. And then here's the wedding. And here goes a kid streaking across the dance floor. And I see the kid run across and I make eye contact with my cousin, who I have had the conversation with, that said, there are no kids allowed at the wedding. I understand. You understand. That's my brother.
Right. Like,
that's my brother's
your
child.
Wedding. You get to make that decision.
But I said there are no kids at the wedding. What I should have said is only, but then it's hard. It's just, it's like only close family. It's like, wait, we're not close? What do you mean we're not close?
Oh my gosh.
It's, do you understand? The crux of this whole thing we're talking about is everybody is caught up in their own stuff.
Correct.
And like, TX, like, you put your wedding 3 days before my kid's birthday. You weren't thinking that, but he's like, you want me to skip my kid?
Isn't
like,
actually true, but
no,
we're
no,
just
no, but I'm just saying,
here.
In his head, he's like, you really think I'm going to come? And then he's like, well, then I want to bring my kid. And you're like, no kids. And then you have your kid. Everybody's the right answer is for everybody to get out of their own head and look at the bigger picture, the village.
Sure.
And then we'd all be happy. But like telling that one cousin there would be no kids and then obviously having a kid there.
Sure.
She can't get out of her own head and I can't be like, F you shouldn't have come out. Like, we're all just.
I think I was thinking about this last night too. And the villager, because it's very interesting to me.
Yeah.
And I am part of a village now, which is my family's my like immediate village.
Yes.
And I would do anything for them.
Correct.
And nothing could ever come before my kids, except in a stupid award versus me accepting the Nobel Prize, I'm going to my kids thing.
Right.
So it's like, it's not that I guess I am choosing them. But aren't I supposed to? Isn't that what I'm supposed to do?
I know, but
as
don't
a parent,
you need friends too?
You do have to sacrifice sometimes.
But like, my village is my kids.
I know, but then you're
setting
an example.
And you're not being a good villager by going, well, don't bring them. They're not part of my village. I'm like, well, then you're not part of mine.
But she can't afford to have your kids and my kids And like,
if I counted the kids of the people invited to this wedding, it would be absurd. And
if I brought Noah and Mia, who are full size, those are full size tickets. They don't really know her. They've met her.
Full size.
But like,
yeah. I also, it's a little tricky to discuss because it's like today, it's so common that there's not kids at weddings.
Correct.
Right? It's not as much of a decision as I think it was like even maybe when you guys got married like 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm like on the other end of it where you've been there for everybody and now it's your turn, where I was kind of first. Like I was the first to have kids. I was the first to get married.
Right.
And they kind of weren't there for me even as the first one. You know,
that
like
might be a guy thing too.
Like nobody came out to see my kid for years. I've talked about this and
right.
like people, nobody had, it wasn't really a concern of having kids at the wedding or not because no one had them.
Oh gosh.
My final thing on it, the comment on TikTok was like, I'll decline if it's not for kids, if the kids aren't invited. And I responded, have you never gone on a date with just your significant other? You never leave them alone then? Because I was
kind of thinking, and I don't want it to like sound as harsh as it is, but are you then almost setting a bad example for your kids? Because it's like you're so focused on them that you're not focused on yourself.
Yeah, I think so.
Like, does it eventually swing completely the other way?
It does hard, and it sucks.
Are you talking from experience?
Yes, because my kids, I've done everything for them, and now that they've launched or that one of them
they're
has
full size.
Then they're like, then it's like it's not reciprocated in any way, shape or form. And it's like, then just like I said earlier, like I'm mad because like he doesn't reciprocate.
Yeah.
Gosh. Mm. Yeah.
I guess to answer your question about the date, I would say I've never flown my wife on a date.
Sure.
So if it's a destination wedding, but what if it's in your town? What if it's a Parker wedding and they're like,
for
no
sure,
kids?
Yeah. And that's I think that was the other thing I had thought of. If like I have my village is my family because that's who's close. Right. Yeah. That's who's here. Like if I lived back in Iowa, I'd probably have a bigger village.
And I think that's like the problem with today's world is like we all, okay, half the people in this room move away from family. Yep. Like we have to change how we view village. And also, maybe just go to the damn wedding.
Springfest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4-8 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you are craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The Slacker Show.
It's not very often that this happens, but I'm gonna do it, and I want a video of everybody's face on this.
Okay.
Family meeting.
I'm so scared.
I hate a family meeting. You know my trauma.
I know, and that's why I didn't tell anybody before the song was over that we're having a family meeting. Okay, so first things first, I want listeners to answer the same question you guys are answering.
Okay.
Have you ever given a thought?
No.
No, yeah. Never.
To a world without Slacker on the radio?
No.
Wait, what are you doing?
It's a family.
You know what? I lied. Yes, I have.
You have?
Yeah.
Okay, when?
Looking back as to how I kind of selfishly, because like I would not be where I'm at without you.
Okay.
Not future post Slacker, but like past to present.
It's not like, think about that for a second.
The future without.
Yes.
I do not like it. I do not think we would have jobs.
Really?
There's not enough trust in this building to leave the three of us without you, which is crazy because you are a wild card.
I know, it is weird, right? Yeah. Here's the thing. Yesterday, for the second time in my life, I let go of my steering wheel and I was like, see ya.
What are you talking about?
Huh?
You know the first time, right?
Was it in your truck?
In my old truck. I was right here in front of the station.
You almost went like off something?
I took my truck off an overpass, but I thought I was going to live through that one. Okay. Yeah. The rear tire of my truck had a blowout, but hung on. Just one strip of it. So the rest of the tire beat the bed of my truck to death, and my truck was out of control.
Okay.
And I was either going to get plowed by the cars at 65 miles or the median that was right next to me.
Right.
And I let go of the steering wheel and was like, wow. And when I opened my eyes, I was alive, just sitting in the road and cars were going around me. It was
insane.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
And then I got a page that tells you how long ago it was from my parents, and my grandmother had passed at that moment.
Yes. Okay. Oh, I did think it was the same one. Okay.
So last night I was driving home and I got off of 470 at anybody who knows this area. And I'm at 104th and Tower. And we had probably one of the best shows we've ever had yesterday.
We did.
We just had great drama stuff. We had a guest. We had like, it was just a show. It was a great show.
We were hilarious.
And I was sitting at the stoplight, not in autopilot, weirdly.
Okay.
And just kind of spacing out, thinking about how great everything is. Light turns green. And I didn't notice it, but the car goes, boom, tells you, even when you're not in autopilot, it's like, hey, man, figure it out. And I'm like, oh, crap. Okay. I hit the gas pedal. And as I hit the gas pedal, I looked over and there is a minivan doing 90 miles an hour on Tower.
What?
And the second I saw it, I was like, goodbye. Because I'm dead. I'm dead, 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 dead. Like I'm shaking right now thinking
about it. Like it's coming at you and you're like, I'm getting T-boned.
I slammed on the brakes and let go of the steering wheel because I'm like, it's like, this is that car. I don't even know I don't know how to describe. I'm dead. It's going to hit me at 90.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is over. I don't know what happened. I think it was a woman drive. It was a little minivan. I just looked over and then I was like, okay, that's it.
Oh no.
She must have swerved and just narrowly missed me.
Didn't hit your car.
At all.
What?
And then I sat in the intersection through the light. I couldn't remember how to drive. I just sat there. A guy in a truck was in the lane next to me. I think he saw her coming, so he didn't go.
Yeah.
He pulls up next to me and is like, mouths, are you okay?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't
in shock.
Know.
Yeah. How far had you gotten into, like, were you like?
I was a car's length into the intersection. Okay. She is going to.
Yeah.
I don't know how she didn't kill me.
And she just kept going. She didn't stop.
There's a weird thing going on where people are just running reds. It is terrible.
Here's the thing. She ran such, like, you guys, the thing beeped for me. So the light, and that's a light at a major intersection. So it goes green, yellow, red, green.
Right.
It's not like
so
red, green.
She didn't run a yellow.
She did not run a yellow. Here's the thing. She immediately pulled over.
Oh, she did.
Oh.
She didn't hit anybody. She didn't do anything. So I sat there and stared at the back of her car. And the guy pulled up and he's like, are you okay? And I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
So I finally mouthed like, okay, and gave him a thumbs up and he drove on. I didn't leave the intersection till the light turned green the other way. And cars are just like, hey man,
you're
going to go. But I'm just like, I couldn't even think of what the gas pedal did. Like it was the most, you guys, I let go of the wheel and I was like, in that minute, I was like, the show's over.
That was wild.
One of the things that I was like, what are you guys going to do?
Lose our jobs.
I don't know if you would.
Lose our jobs if you die, unfortunately.
I don't know that you would.
I might if you don't.
called the Slacker Show. Yeah, we would.
I know, but like Kid Craddock died and they kept the show going, right?
I don't like talking about this.
I know you don't, but it was like, that was one of the thoughts in my head. And that's why I've waited till now to tell you guys because I've been like trying to think of the words to say. It's like, there was this moment where, for sure, thought about my kids and the whole thing, but I was like, whoa, what in the world is going on? Okay, so that's all my thoughts on whatever happened. I go home. I don't normally drink on a night like last night, but I poured myself a big fat whiskey and sat there and went, whoa! And like, everything tastes better.
Oh,
I'm just like, what? In the world happened. So I tell my friend Juan, Coffee Juan, as you know, he's helping finish my basement. And he soaks it in and goes downstairs to do some stuff and comes back up. And he asked me, why didn't you go over and talk to her?
I was thinking that.
What the heck do you say? Don't do that?
He's like, you are forever connected to that woman. She would have died too.
Oh, that's for sure. True. And if she had like kids in that minivan.
And I don't. So if this is you, if you hear me, please text 303-222-5423. I will talk to you. I am not mad. I am not mad at
you. I mean, like, she didn't kill you.
She didn't kill me.
Nor hit you.
And to be honest, you guys, I don't even know if she swerved. I don't know if her car went over mine or through mine. I don't know how she got around. I don't know. But for whatever reason, she didn't kill me. And so should I have, like, was it my obligation to drive over?
No, not your obligation at all.
But
no.
Am I stupid that I didn't? Like, he didn't call me stupid, but he was like, bro, you're connected to that woman.
I would never have approached. I think I would have felt like scared of the car who did that. Because I would have been pissed.
But she,
like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Weirdly, I've reached the point in my life where I'm never mad at, I don't get road rage anymore because you're like, if somebody cuts you off, it's like, you don't know if they're hauling ass to Children's Hospital to see their kid. Like, nobody cut, like very few people cut people off intentionally. Like, screw you, my car's better than you. Like, nobody does that. It's, you're just not thinking for a moment. And you're like, oh God, geez. And if they don't give you the courtesy wave, it's just because they're embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's when they're going slow.
I know.
What are you doing?
I know.
And they cut you off slowly.
They're going slow because they're scared because they almost got killed last night. Like, whatever the reason. Yeah, like, you great. Have to just let it all go. Like, and she pulled over. She was probably like, holy crap, that was a red light. I almost killed myself. But like,
do you think in that moment you would have been able to approach her and had that outlook, or would you have been?
Bro, I didn't know what the gas pedal was. I swear to God, I'm not. Everyone knows me. I'm prone to exaggeration. I didn't sit there dramatically. I sat there going, what now?
Like, and also like, am I alive or was that it?
It's surreal.
Yeah.
This is the second time I've done it. Like, I let go. You're like, I slammed on the brakes and I was like, yep. And you're just like, it's over. It's over.
I don't like that.
I don't either. But like, look at me today.
Someone once texted in that you're like a cat who has 9 lives.
Yeah.
And I agree.
So what am I at now? I don't know.
You think you still got like 6.
I don't know, because I don't think I've counted all the times that I should have.
Let's go with 6.
For real. If you're that person, or if you're the guy who pulled up next to me, I'd love to talk to you and say, mm-hmm. hey man, he snapped me out of the haze first, because he pulled up and like, he's like creeping up on the car and looking in like, whoa, whoa. That's why that's the other thing. I want to know, did she swerve?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened, you guys.
Okay, so if you're anyone who witnessed this.
Yeah.
If you can get footage of.
Did your Tesla record it?
You have to tell your dash cam to be on.
Oh.
So it was, I just want to share it. I'm sorry I did it to you in such a way that I held on to it this whole time.
Holding on to it.
I know. I just didn't know how I was going to talk about it. Now, I mean, I got through it. It's just like, but when we leave today, we're hugging, just so you know.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe pour some more drinks. Celebratory.
Yeah. If you saw it or you are that person, this is not like for police. Like, I just want to talk to you. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
So there's a new thing. I don't know.
What?
I just get nervous talking to you, Erica. Like, there's something called an anxiety bag.
I did not expect him to just say that name.
Yeah. Do I get some sort of like weird reputation for being just like a total...
No,
wench
I
now?
Just, no, 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 no.
I don't know, kind of things
you,
I do.
Okay. You suffer from some anxiety.
Some.
But I don't, like, telling a woman to calm down is a bad thing, right? And telling somebody who has anxiety, like, you should not have any, like.
It's just not useful.
Correct.
Yeah.
So, saying, hey man, there's a thing called an anxiety bag, you should look into it, feels also not useful if you haven't looked into it yourself.
I actually think it's totally useful.
Oh, it is?
I think it's just the way you phrase it, like, hey, have you heard of an anxiety bag? Not
you mean an anxiety bag.
Or like, you are an anxiety bag. Don't say that.
Okay. Thanks for the protest.
True.
Okay. Hey Erica.
Yeah.
Hey, Aaron and Erica.
I was like, hey, I'm not alone in this.
I know. But I think you're like, if there were superheroes, you're like Captain Anxiety and she's your sidekick. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
Like, you know,
because
I don't think, I think Aaron. Yeah.
Worry Woman.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Yes. Which one's Worry Woman?
Okay.
Because I think Aaron deals with it differently. Aaron sometimes is just like, F it. Whereas you're just like, you
I
dig into your anxiety.
Different kinds of anxiety.
Probably.
Yeah.
Like, what would you say is the thing that sparks yours the most?
Fear of abandonment.
Wow.
That's
really?
Really sad.
Okay. Jesus.
Okay.
Jesus. Yeah, your anxiety's dumb.
I'm so sorry.
You should hear my anxiety.
It's worse.
What
is telling someone to have an anxiety bag? That was crazy. I'm so sorry.
We literally say this behind the scenes all the time. This show's about honesty, and this is a safe space. And then Erica just took a chainsaw to Aaron's face. It was like, safe space! Safe space!
I think that what happened in my brain just stopped.
I'm laughing so hard.
Okay, she's laughing, no, so hard. She's crying. She's not crying. I used to feel similar. My biggest fear for a very long time was like dying alone.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, this show's about honesty.
Even young and healthy, because you just didn't see a world
so
where you were
healthy.
No, but I'm saying you were younger.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna say anything, dude. Everyone is.
Yes. Should we? I think we need to bring an interpreter in. This is not working today at all.
No, it's gonna be
but
fine.
Like you were younger,
yeah,
but it wasn't
from even like a weirdly young age, I think.
But it wasn't so much your fear of dying. It was your fear of not finding someone before that happened.
Yeah, correct. Now it's a bit more about dying.
The dying, because you have found someone and you want the maximum amount of time with them.
For sure. I think that it used to be a little closer to abandonment because it was like, no one's ever going to love me. Anyway.
No, that's not abandonment,
again,
but it's like.
That's a different form because my dad has died. My sister has died. Yes. Like there's that side of it. I'm not worried about.
Yeah.
What Erica was like, there's still different subcategories.
You worried about everyone around you dying?
No, I don't.
Oh, that's good.
Just leave
that's
it.
Yeah.
Leaving in one way or another.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did we get here? I was just saying.
This was going to be fun and about anxiety bags. And a clown was going to come in with bags. Call the clown off.
Call the clown off.
They can do something later on the show.
Okay.
But I don't even know what these things are, but do you think it would work? Are there things like when anxiety comes on, you know, my answer for everything is like grab Maker's Mark. Like,
right.
But so, I'm guessing booze wouldn't be in your anxiety bag.
Probably wouldn't. No.
Booze is what like sends me.
Oh, because then then some of your filters are off and you're like, even
or it's
worse.
Just the next day. We're tripling down, baby.
Interesting.
Yeah.
My therapist actually told me this week, like there are things like an anxiety bag that could help because it helps you because in these bags you can have things to smell, things to eat.
You're like gum or oils or...
Yeah, and that helps you get into the present
like
moment.
Like recenter kind of?
Or what? Headphones?
Yeah, things to hear. Because there's the 5-4-3-2-1. It helps with all of that.
That's 5-4-3-2-1.
Name five things you see, four things you feel, three you hear, two you smell,
one you taste. Oh, one of those is touch.
Four.
Oh,
I said feel.
Oh, okay. Oh, you were doing, okay.
Yeah. Okay, but let's use Aaron's therapist as all of our therapists. Did she give you a suggestion of what to put in yours specifically?
She suggested, because taste can kind of be difficult when you're out and about or whatever. Yeah. So just like keep gum, you can keep sour candies.
I've heard sour candy because it like
snaps you out of it.
Resets your brain. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I worry, it's interesting you say that your anxiety comes from like fear of abandonment because I feel like, is it just it'll randomly hit you? And that's why an anxiety bag would be nice?
Kind of.
Because it feels like yours would be more in darker moments or whatever. Like, Erica's is just on all the time because she's like, oh my God, there's rain. And rain could mean my brakes don't work or rain. And it's like, like any little outside
input.
Oh
my God, someone I love is traveling today.
Yeah,
what?
It's just it's just like your brain goes.
They're getting in a car. They're getting in a boat.
Right. But abandonment would have to be. Like the more you get close to someone, you're like, oh,
yeah.
They're
and
gonna.
Then I try to latch on harder. I try to get more control.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I used to be more like this.
Yeah.
Oh no! Not the clown.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Okay. There's a. Is this on TikTok or somewhere? I don't.
Yes.
There's a thing that I saw and I had to bring it to everybody's because it's a huge trigger for T-Hack and I. And I just found out that the ladies in the room have done it to their men. And it's not your current man. Aaron's doing it to her current man.
When I don't like to, but I will.
For the for the good of the public.
Hold on, everyone just leave it there and let everybody... Text in what you think we're talking about to 303-222-5423. Jack and I don't like it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Don't like doing it.
Don't like it when it's done to us.
Hmm.
We don't like it when this is done to us. Thing. Erica has done it, but not with her current man.
Very personal.
Erica or Aaron
I
doesn't
do,
like to do it, but she does do it.
Yeah.
303-222-5423. Let's wait a minute while we see what people think it is.
Okay. Guys, I really have to pee.
You can go. Well, just wait.
No, that's okay. I'll wait till we're done here.
Okay. We'll read those texts privately later. It's when we're somewhere and we're having fun, or maybe we're just talking. Maybe
Sometimes it's not always having fun.
But like you're at a restaurant and it's like, it's oftentimes it's like, you know, it's like a table of eight and it's like, sure. I heard the show the other day. You were doing a thing. That was so funny. Mm-hmm. Like you have those puns, like whatever. Mm-hmm. And then your sig other nudges you and is like, hey, shh, you're being loud.
Yeah. Sometimes you are though. And I'm not.
You're being
not-
a but I'm not pointing it
I'm
out.
I'm not saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not pointing saying out.
You.
I'm saying that sometimes I think that men in particular, and some women, and I'm probably guilty of this, are louder than they realize they're being, and the people around them are like, we can hear you.
I can hear you. It happens in our home a lot. I get it.
It pulls. Hmm.
Kills my spirit.
It... Yeah. It
I'm not
sucks
being dramatic.
All
like, you're serious.
Not. You don't understand, especially if you're just a person who sometimes is boisterous or whatever. It is like saying you're fat.
It's not.
Yes, you don't get to tell me how it feels.
But
I'm telling you, that's what it feels like. It's like you're telling me that there's a thing about me that everyone's talking about, and you're the one trying to help me out. And it's like...
It's a gut punch. It just like makes the mood go away.
You think
I get
you're
that.
Killing it right now?
You're not.
But it's not about killing it.
It doesn't matter. But you understand how that feels?
Well, how come I've never really been stopped by a partner and told to shut up?
Because maybe they don't want to suck the joy out of your life.
Oh my
the
God.
Thing, the thing about it is, Erica.
Would that go over well if they had tried it?
I would probably apologize for being so loud.
Here's the thing. And it's hard for me to say this right now because now Erin has said she does this with her current man. And I don't want to walk on eggshells about this, but you're it's good. Like. You have said your guy's got some hearing loss, so maybe that's why.
He's a drummer.
Okay.
So he, literally has.
Like, I have some hearing loss.
And then my mom, she also has hearing aids. So, like, I would say that I am more aware of volumes in rooms.
Because of that.
Yes.
Okay.
But I feel like if you really cared for that person, you wouldn't do that. Especially when it seems like they're happy.
But there's also like, I don't want you to look stupid because you're also being so loud.
And respect for the people around you who maybe aren't at your table. That's what I'm referencing. I was on a date with my an ex. And I mean, he was talking so loudly. I could see the girls behind him looking at me, checking like, what's going on there? And I'm like, he's not yelling at me. He's just really annoying. I also hate him now. So.
But if Dane were being kind of loud,
yeah,
you wouldn't like the room disappears. Do you know what I
it's
mean?
Dane?
Yeah, because you love him so much.
Dane has a thing that I
the dumb sunglasses?
Yes. Dane has a mode that is like Saturday Dane.
Yeah.
And sometimes, and it's not always on Saturdays. It's just it's that the weather's nice and everyone's in a good mood and he's just ready to go and he wants to go for a walk and then maybe get a beer, whatever. And he's in such a good mood. Sometimes he's pretty loud. And if it's too early in the morning, I have to ask him, like, can you give me a minute to warm up? And I think it's similar.
It's not, though. It's not because you know what you said? Can you give me a minute?
Mm.
But the second you go, you're loud, or worse, I'm right here.
I've potentially asked him to turn it down.
Ooh.
What is the correct thing to say?
I don't know, Aaron, but I know what the wrong thing is.
Just let them be. Erica said earlier this week, we were talking about the lady in red and the, like, you said, don't tell women to not be bold. Or was something like that. And here we are.
Are you being bold or
yes,
are you being loud?
I'm living life. I'm allowed to be loud.
Yes.
Like, why can I not be loud?
Yes.
Like, and who gets to decide? Why do you get to decide that I need to stop?
It's just the venue. Would you go yell in a church? Well, I not a song, would. Just like not.
It's so tough because I don't have the right answer to
this. The manager could come over and say, you guys are being loud.
Yeah, and I'd
like
probably
he's in
be
charge of the restaurant.
That's embarrassing that. For your yeah. significant other.
Why would...
I
to
know.
Say that I could be embarrassed by my wife, I cannot imagine.
He's getting the...
You can't, because she's
the but you guys have to understand.
I would never tell her to stop. I would never tell her to be quiet. I just wouldn't.
I just wouldn't. Hmm. And it's like, I just wish you guys understood. That's why I said the fat thing. Because I think you don't understand sometimes if you have kind of a bull, if your man is kind of coming out of his shell a little bit.
Saturday mode.
If they're in yeah. Saturday mode, find, I hate people like me who's about to do what I'm going to do. To say that what you're doing is wrong, but not tell you the right thing. I hate that. Because it's like, I think that's unfair. Do something different, but I can't tell you what it is. But don't do that. Because... You look at his face. He is when she does it.
Okay. He shifted face. I can't.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I have a story. If you happen to be traveling to Wisconsin, we're going to need you to keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah. I have a story. This is exactly why I no longer ride horses.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Kentucky.
Oh, you don't say. I just found out today it's by Ohio.
It sure is.
That's the craziest thing in the world.
It is. They touch. They kiss.
Who knew? I think Ohio's somewhere way north and Kentucky's somewhere way south. Sorry, just
you
weird.
You got a couple states under Kentucky, so it does have to be a little
yeah,
more. Yeah,
I guess. Okay.
Well, a man in Kentucky is proving that, you know, you guys have once tried to prove that I'm a horse girl.
And you are a horse girl.
I'm
we
not
have
a
decided
horse,
that.
A dolphin girl.
I'm a mermaid girl.
Girl. That's what yeah. I was. Sorry.
That's okay. But this man is proving why I was smart to hang up the reins. Okay. He was charged with a DUI.
Oh.
Except he was not in a car. He was riding a horse. And police dubbed it a GUI for galloping under the influence. Officers found him partially slumped over while riding his horse, clearly impaired. And they determined that he was intoxicated while operating the animal.
Shut up! I don't need a license to drive a horse.
Yeah.
You cannot... What...
But are you putting others in danger if you're slumped over
matter.
And not directing the horse?
What are you going to take away my horse? What?
I don't know. Yeah. They literally are treating it like a DUI, but it's a horse instead of a vehicle. So
it's a GUI,
galloping under the influence. And I'm just saying, that's why I no longer ride.
Because you were 7 and drinking while riding horses?
Aaron, you're not supposed to bring that part up.
What are we? Okay.
I'm with you, Slacker. I think it's weird.
It's
unfair. Now he's saddled with this the rest of his life.
I thought you were on my side. And to know that you used me as a cheap excuse
sorry,
for your pun.
I'll rein it in. Oh. I'll rein it in.
Man, if you have more, I swear to God.
Spur of the moment. I'll try to think of something, but.
Like a horseshoe. It always comes back.
That's a boomerang. Oh, my God. Okay. Can I go?
Go ahead. Yeah.
My story is out of Wisconsin.
Mm. Ah. Cheese curd.
Oh, yeah. You want smoking or not? There is an escaped convict roaming the streets of Wisconsin.
They're always in Wisconsin.
Are they?
There's a lot from, yeah. Oh.
I need you to understand that I don't have sound effects for it, but we do have an excellent sound effect machine in Erica. Authorities in Wisconsin are looking for a pants-wearing kangaroo.
Boy!
There you go. It has escaped... It has escaped the petting zoo and is wreaking havoc in the state. There you go.
How do you get pants on a kangaroo?
I don't.
Wait.
Yeah, there's probably a hole in the butt so the tail can come out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I'm not worried about the tail.
But what?
The tail is so strong and aggressive, like, too. Like, how do you
so it's just,
jump in and it's like
pants wearing?
And there's like...
Yeah. Yeah, but it's got pants on, so
how
don't
is it
think that it's a person. You're like, oh, is that just a big person with a weird... No, that is dangerous. Kangaroo. They're using drones, and they're on foot,
God.
But they haven't been
real?
Able to track him in Wisconsin.
Why is he wearing pants?
I told you. No. The officials have said he's probably scared, so don't mess with him. And for real, this is in the thing. Definitely, this, I swear to God, this is in the police report. Do not try to box him.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Kangaroos are badasses
They're
with their fists.
They're very strong. But why?
Can I de-pants him?
Why is he wearing pants?
I don't know. Those were all the stupid people we could find.
Why is he scared? Boing.
For today.
KALC and KALC HD1, Denver Boulder.
The Slacker Show.
Broadcasting from the Belco Credit Union Studios. Stop dreaming, start building. Finance your remodel with Belco. Visit Belco.org today.
Alice 105.9.
Always free on the Odyssey app.
SpringFest is happening now at Lowe's. Keep the spotlight on your yard with StayGreen Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Plus, when you want more help indoors, get up to 40% off select major appliances that help you supercharge your chores. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid to 422 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a true rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.